This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS, 631. Thanks for joining us on this Monday. Currently 26. As you heard Mark Torregrossa say in the last half hour, no more snow this week. Tomorrow, high of 26, low of 12. And Wednesday, still cold, high of only 31, a low of 14. But with the snow, we are essentially done. So I guess that's good. New FBI data looking at gun sales, finding that the gun sales have dropped off since the election, dramatically so, except for African-American buyers and sellers. A big increase there. Philip Smith with us, president of the National African-American Gun Association. Philip, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good. And how old of an organization is that, by the way?
We started February 28th, 2015, in honor of Black History Month, and we've done pretty well since that time.
Yeah, and what's the, I mean, why even create this organization, the National African American Gun Association?
Yeah, and that's a great question. I get asked that a lot, obviously. It's because we wanted to have an organization that speaks to our experience, because our experience is quite different from any other ethnic group that has came here to the United States. If you look at the Black Code that were instituted back in the early history of the United States, they were specifically meant for African Americans not to be able to own any type of weapon. That includes a knife or any type of stick in some cases. So there's been a long history of African Americans not being able to get a hold of a gun, and we wanted an organization that kind of spoke to that. Those concerns, that history. So it kind of resonates with a lot of African Americans that are joining.
Any idea what percentage of African Americans are gun owners?
Do I have a percentage?
Yeah, I guess.
If you looked at the Pew Research, they said back in 2012, 25% of African Americans were in favor of guns, and that number has really pivoted to about 52% in 2016, 2017. So there's something going on in terms of our maturation process when it comes to guns. So don't know the exact numbers.
Why are African Americans not buying more guns since the election?
Well, I think it's just a maturation process. For many, many years, everyone else bought guns but us, because it was told to us, you can't have a gun. And that boogeyman's out the box. We now can get guns like everyone else. We're no longer listening to so-called leaders or individuals that say, hey, you don't need a gun. We need a gun just like everyone else to protect our families legally, lawfully, and in a very, very defensive-minded manner. Okay. We're not trying to hurt anyone. We're just trying to protect ourselves.
What I've read, though, is the polls show an overwhelming majority of African Americans see gun violence as really the number one crisis. It's more urgent than mass incarceration or abusive policing, and they also support tougher gun laws as a solution. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that might be changing, and I want to make sure I can convey this information to all your listeners. Tough gun laws doesn't necessarily mean someone is against guns. It means that simply those individuals who shouldn't have guns shouldn't be allowed to have those. But simply if you're talking about this pragmatic use of a gun to protect your family, to protect your community, I think everyone's for that, or at least a large number of
those that say when it comes to gun control, it's most necessary in urban Black communities, certainly cities like Chicago and Detroit, where we see these huge numbers in gun violence and deaths. What do you say to that, then?
I say that you take any group of people, regardless of color, regardless of gender, give them no hope, no education, limited resources in terms of career training, and put them in one small area that is overwhelmingly full of crime, and they'll do whatever they have to do to survive. And that's what's happening into your Chicagos or your South Centrals and areas like that across the country. Okay. If you don't give any options for those folks, then obviously they're going to do what they have to do to feed their families and themselves.
So if you bring more guns, legal or illegal, does that help the situation?
Well, crooks always have guns, regardless of the laws. I want to make sure that everyone knows that. It's the good folks. When you take away guns from good folks, all you're doing is leaving good folks who are honest, hardworking citizens with mortgages and car payments. You leave them helpless. So I believe that taking guns away only hurts the good folks that are out there.
African Americans, do they face issues or difficulties getting guns that Caucasians generally do not?
Say that one more time.
When it comes to Black Americans, do they face issues getting guns, buying guns that are different than Caucasians?
I think, generally speaking, there is obviously the laws out there should be equally applied. But when we walked in the door, for whatever reason, in a lot of cases, not all, but a lot of cases, we're looked at differently. And that's where the equal application of the law should be really looked at it and tried to be, you know, utilized in terms of us coming through the door buying a gun. We're just like everyone else. We just want to have a gun to protect our house, protect our family, protect our kids, protect our wives. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, there's just a lot of negativity that exists out there when African Americans come together either collectively or individually trying to buy a gun. So that's unfortunate.
Philip Smith is here on WILS, president of the National African American Gun Association. Where are you based out of yourself, Philip?
Yeah, we're in Atlanta, Georgia, but obviously we're a national organization. We have over 26 chapters nationally, and we are technically over 30 now. We have four new groups starting this month, and we're growing. And quite frankly, the chapters are the thing to really watch for us because we're growing nationally as well as regionally and locally, and we're doing it in a good way. We have some really good folks. We have a lot of law enforcement, ex-military leading that drive, and it's done very well.
Did you grow up with guns then?
You know, I'm a California kid. Believe it or not, I had no exposure to guns. My parents weren't for or against guns. Just kind of wasn't talked about at the dinner table. You know, the girls and, you know, how you doing in school and I want a car, dad, that type of thing. But when I got to the South, I moved to Atlanta in 2002. I guess, for lack of a better word, I caught the bug. And I've been here.
What does that mean, you caught the bug?
Well, I went to the range for a couple of times, and I liked it. I liked shooting a gun. It was very, very invigorating. I liked the fact that I got a chance to learn a new skill that, you know, could potentially save my life at the same time, and I met some really good folks.
Did you feel you needed a gun to protect yourself? Or?
I've been in a couple of instances. You know, you're walking with your girlfriend or your family, and for me, I'm married. You know, you're walking with your family in certain parts of town. Mm-hmm. It might be a good part of town, but some guys might come up that look a little questionable. And you ask yourself, if something happens, I have nothing to protect my family other than my fist. And these guys are, I'm not a big guy. So then I was thinking about guns at that particular time. And about 6 or 7 months later, I decided to go to the range with some buddies. And they kind of showed me the ropes. And that
tell me this, Philip, as a black man with a gun, do you have any concerns when you get pulled over by the police, let's say?
No. Let me say this. I have concerns, but one thing I will not do is to act like I'm a discounted citizen. If that officer has an issue, then that officer needs to be dealt with. Mm-hmm. But most officers, you know, they do a good job, but I'm not going to act like I'm a discounted citizen. I don't have the right to carry a gun.
Do you have?
Because I do.
Do you have concealed carry in Atlanta?
Yeah, we have concealed carry, open carry. You know, Georgia is a very pro-gun state, and thank God that's one of the reasons why I moved here. Mm. And not one of the reasons why I moved here, but I'm glad they have that here while I'm living here. So.
Gotcha. And you conceal carry most of the time? Or?
Yeah, I'm a concealed carry guy. I just don't like the attention that open carry, you know, entails. Some folks, some guys like it, some women like it. I just prefer to be very quiet and not on someone's radar when I walk in the store or go to a restaurant or something like that. It's something that I don't
like. I'm curious, though, if you look at cities like Detroit or Chicago as examples, or even Atlanta, I mean, do you feel that then ultimately we should have more legal guns in those communities? More people should be walking around carrying guns?
You bring up a great question. Personally, I think if someone is a law-abiding citizen that lives in, like you mentioned, Chicago or Detroit, and they feel that, you know, for whatever reason, I need to carry a gun, by all means, I think that person should be allowed to carry a gun. If they're doing what they need to do in terms of obeying police officers, or if they go to work, you know, and they're just normal folks, why shouldn't they have a gun to protect their family? The danger is when only the crooks have the gun, and that's my you know personal perspective. I'm not trying to speak for anyone, just me.
Yeah, have you ever had to use your gun or show it?
No, thank God, and hopefully I never have to. But if something like that does happen, obviously I'm able to protect myself.
Yeah, I mean sometimes I guess they say sometimes if you're being robbed, you should essentially give what you have and not in any way fight back. That puts you in more danger. Do you agree with that?
I don't know. I guess it's a case-by-case example. I've been robbed twice in my younger years when I didn't have a gun, and they had guns. And I know I specifically remember that feeling. You're just hopeless. You're just at that particular person's mercy.
Now, if you had a gun, though, do you think, what do you imagine you would have done at that point?
I don't know. I really don't know. I was a lot younger than I was in my 20s. I was in college. You know, me and some buddies was going out, hanging out at a bar. And after the bar, we were going, walking down the street. It's kind of very innocently, you know, we're just having fun, yelling and hollering. And two guys approached us, and they had a gun, and we just did exactly what they said, and we walked away. We didn't have any money.
Okay, so if that happened to you today, what would you do?
I would try to do exactly what they would tell me to do, but if it came to the point where I thought they were going to utilize that gun, then I'm going to protect myself. I'm not going to let myself get shot. Mm-hmm. So, it's obviously that's a very fluid situation, a lot of tension, a lot of, anxiety. So I try to, I'm very quiet guy. I like minding my own business, but certainly if someone is trying to hurt me, then I will go about and, protect myself.
It's Philip Smith, president of the National African American Gun Association. Where can people find you online?
Yeah, we're at www.naaga.co. We welcome everyone. We have a very diverse organization, white, black, police officers, law enforcement, women make up 60% of our population, and 60%. We're just really growing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're just really, really growing very, very fast, and it's been a very good thing so far, so thank you, everyone.
Interesting, 60% women. That's an interesting number. Are you surprised how many women are involved?
Yeah, I think for our community, women, a lot of women are single, and obviously when they're getting guns, they need to protect themselves and protect their family. So it's been very good.
Philip Smith, again, the National African American Gun Association. Philip, thank you very much.
No, thanks for having me. Yes. You guys have a great day today.